So we're holding in Yuma Daf Vav Amud Beis, starting a new sugya. It's 7 lines from the seven lines from the beginning. Ve'ad she'ato mafrisho imitum asbeisa. Everybody has it. So we had the sugya here of Tumas Beisoi, that the Ken Godl has to be Poivish Mi'ishtoi for 7 days before Yom Kippur because of the Chashash of Tumas Beisoi, Chashash of Tumas Nida, Bayil Nida. Frag the Gimava, Anaya Shaili. The Achatum Afrisha Mitumas Beisoi, Hafrishayu Mitumas Ameis. What about Tumas Meis? How come we're not Choishish that the Kohen Gadol would be exposed to Tumas Meis? Vasip is Dafka Tumas Meis we're talking about. There's all kinds of Tumas. What's unique here about Tumas Meis? Why Dafka on that? The Gemara's focusing on
oil, 7 days.
Exactly. Hatzad Ashove between Tumas Boyel Nida and Tumas Meis is that they both have Tumas Shiva. If he would be Nitma something else, so he could. It's a tumas erev. He could go to the mikveh and he'll be able to do the avodah. Yeah, he go to the mikveh by bayayim and has erev shemesh. He'll be able to do the avodah Yom Kippur. Mashein came tumas meis, just like tumas nid, tumas bayal nido. If he's going to be nitma throughout these 7 days before Yom Kippur, so there's going to be nothing to do about it because he won't be able to. To become Toyer in time on Yom Kippur for the Avaidah. So the Gemara is asking, why are you only worried about Tumas Beisoi? What about Tumas Meis? So, who said we're not worried about Tumas Meis? What is there to do about it? What exactly is the practical Chashash? So Rashi explains that the chashash is that maybe someone in his presence is going to die during this week in the same house, yeah, in the same oil, and he's going to be nitma ba'oil, meses metam ba'oil. So for preventing that, what should we do? What could we do for preventing that?
Should be nice.
Someone dies, someone dies. What?
It's to be in isolation.
Oh, so Zokt Rashi, he only stays away from his wife, but other people are coming in and out from his lishka. He shouldn't be only away from his wife, but he should be away from everybody. Yeah, so obviously, yesh b'chlal mosai man. It's not that if we'll do that, it's going to be instead of preventing the chashash tumas beisa. You're going to have it both, right? If he won't be with anybody, he won't be with his wife either, right? With his wife, there's also chashash tumas meis, just like with she could die just like anybody else. So basically, we're saying it should be in total isolation from everybody. So, mele, it's going to prevent also the chashash of Tumas Boyel Nida at the same time. Yeah, I know the Pesukim. Chai is talking here. What about if we'll be chayshish to Tumas Ameis? What about the Tumas Beis? So, in Rashi, it's poshit. We mean that we should take even a more extreme measure. Not only should be away from his wife, but even from everybody else. And mele, both chashashes are going to be prevented. Yeah. The stucco later in the Mishnayis, see there are hachonis for the avoda that he does together with other people, masvulis kenim izikne bezdin. they remind him different things, and they train him for different for the avodah. So all this won't be possible if it'll be isolated. The chuva, yeah. I mean, unless they're gonna keep, they're gonna make sure not to be in the same under the same roof. Okay, baruch panim. Yeah, saying he's anyway alone there in the lishko. Just Rashi saying the matzav is that people come and go. So the gemara shaila is maybe we should make a rule that lo yukol adam nichnasim v'yaitzim etzli. They shouldn't even come in and out. They shouldn't even come to visit. They shouldn't come in at all. Now. Yeah. So in Meila, this is going to prevent the chashash. Now, why is Rashi, when Rashi is coming to teach up the Yemos chashash, why does Rashi have to come on to such a chashash rochaik that maybe someone is going to die in his presence? The chur, you could say more pashut pshat in the Yemos kasha. What could you say?
Maybe someone who's a Tumas Meis will touch him.
Right. The Gemara is asking, what about Tumas Meis? So Rashi's saying, maybe there's going to be a Meis there. Someone is going to die. That's pretty rare, right? The Gemara is talking going to say that it's Lo Shchiach. Chud is something that is much more Shchiach. Someone else that was exposed to a Meis, someone that was a Tumas Meis, and it could be even someone that was nitma lemeis a while ago. It doesn't even have to be during these days. But he wasn't nitar. He didn't have the. So he might touch him, push it. Yeah, people come and go. Maybe one of them is a tummy mace. Who it's a much more reasonable chashash than someone dying all of a sudden in his presence during this week, punk, right? How come Rashi doesn't say this? What do you say, Rabbi say?
Maybe because. In that case, you won't be Tomei
Shiva. Oh, very good. So Tesis Shanim already asks this. What about that? He brings down Rashi. And he asks, he says, Ve'en lefar shelo yigu bei b'nei odom shema tmei meisim heim. So what about that, Chashash? And he has a whole arichis for answering how come Rashi doesn't say that. Tesis Shanim, Yu Yan Shom. So Tisa Shonim is not saying your teretz, but you're mechaven the Tisa Rosh. Tisa Rosh says kutz and shaf. Zok to Tisa Rosh. Pirish Rashi, afrishay mitumas meis zok digimo, pirish Rashi, shelo yomus meis olof. Zok to Tisa Rosh, aval ein loch u shemo yigu bo itmei meisim. De loho leikol emeichash, ki loy ho, leikol emeichash doesn't mean it can't happen. It could happen, but that's not what's concerning us. Why? Ki loy ho yotomei elo tumas erif. The whole problem here, and that's why we brought up Tumas Meis in the first place, and not other Tumas, is like we said in the beginning, because that has Tumas Shivel, just like Boyel Nida. The whole problem is, and that's why we got to take a week in advance, because any Tumah that is only giving him is only mitame him for one day, so we'll only always be able to be Toivil and to have Erev Shemesh for the Aveda. Yeah, even the night of Yom Kippur is going to be the Hav Shemesh. The only problem is with Tumas Shiva. Tumas Shiva is now stuck for 7 days, so he won't be able to do the Avodah. Tommy could not do Avodah. Tommy could not go into the Beis Hamikdash. He could not do Avodah. So after Tisa Rosh, Tumas Meis, if a Tmei Meis touches you, yeah, so you only become Tommy Yom Echot. Yeah, I know the person that was Nitma Lameis, he himself has Tumas Shiva. Yeah, so that's talk of very reasonable chashash. Yeah, you could have someone that was exposed to a mace a year ago and he still didn't have hazois of a veifa pavaduma. You know, he didn't go. It's a whole process. Even tefillah is not enough for him, right? For the person that was directly nitma b'mace, and he might touch the kohen gadol. It's a very reasonable chashash, much more reasonable than the other chashash. But even if that's going to happen, the kohen gadol that touched the Tmei Mace, he wasn't exposed to the Mace, he's only going to be Tamei Yom Echad. So what's the big deal? It's like Tumas Sheretz. He's going to go to the Mikvah and he's going to be, and even if he won't be sure, yeah, to be on the safe side, the last day he goes to the Mikvah and then he's tired, have a Shemesh for Yom Kippur. The only problem is, what could mess things up is, someone is going to die in his presence. In other words, the Kohen Gadol is going to be directly exposed to the mace himself. And then he's going to have Tumas Shiva. So that's Teisa Rosh's territory. Mechav and Teisa Rosh. Okay. Yeah. I wonder how come Teisa Rosh, how come Teisa Shonin doesn't say this Teretz Chol, it's a Poshti Teretz. Okay. What?
Yeah,
it's like, what's Pshat? It's a Poshti Teretz. Teisa Shonin has a whole shtickle here for answering the Kasha, a whole different shtickle, if either Gemara later. Yeah. Interesting. Okay. Chur, it's obvious the Gemara was never Choshish to Tumas Yom Echad, you know, to Tumas Erev. There's all kinds of to, yeah. The Kohen Gadol himself could become Bal Keri. He's going to have Tumas Bela. Saying, and this is the Tumas Sheretz, there's all kinds of things. Unless Teisa Shonim holds that Pashut from the other things, there's nothing to do about it. You can't prevent them. So Dafka this we're worried about, because this is preventable. It's clear that what the Gemara is doing here, I'm saying what the Mishnah is doing here with the Shiva Yamim is Mafishi Moisimi Base is 7 days. Yeah, 7 days. Yeah, we're only talking about something here that is Negev for 7 days. Okay, so that's the Gemara's Kasha. Omar Tachlifo Avud Rav Huna, Mishmei de Rova, Zoy Soy Meres, Tumas Erev, Huto Hibetzibu. So that's what the sugya that we're going to learn is about. Yeah, this is something that sugya we had in Psachim also. Is tumas? There's a din that tumas meis hutu abitzibu, the hainu. All the isurim and the psulim that we have in benegia the avaydan beis hamikdash. Because of Tuma, which is negiah to any Tuma, not only Tumas Meis, yeah, there's a din that a Tomei could not do the Avodah, there's a din a Tomei could not even go into the Beis HaMikdash, there's a din that a Tomei that does the Avodah is Pasul, yeah? So, there's a din that we learn from Psukim by Korban Pesach. We find by Korban Pesach that there's a musik of Pesach Sheni, which the Torah is saying that's neged to someone that was tamei. Yeah, vayir anoshim shiut meim lenefesh adam. So ma'ase shayon de ramidbar, and they got the second chance of bringing the Korban Pesach by Pesach Sheni because of the tuma. So the Gemara learns that in Psukim that, because it's talking about Yechidim there, and the Torah is emphasizing it, Ish ki yitomi lenefesh, so Ish nidcho lepesach sheini vein tzibu nidchim. The Hainu, when it comes to Tumas Meis specifically, which is the Tuma that we're talking about in that parsha in the Torah, right? Vayonashim ha-shuti, ayu tmeim lenefesh, Tumas Meis. So there we have a special heter. If it's the whole tzibur, if it's the whole tzibur, right over the tzibur, a tmeim, so there's a special heter that the avoda is doichid the tuma, and this concept is similar to the concept. Taka always goes together. Basically, the rules like this: a zakobin that is kavua loizman, yeah, that you cannot delay it. So there's two coolest that we always have by a korban shekavua l'zman. It's doiche Shabbos, right? Like a korban tamid, right? And korban that you have to, that's the only day you can do it. And it's also doiche tumas. It's also doiche tuma. So we're giving the head. Why dafka tumas meis? Tumas meis is more chomer than other tumas. It's not more kal. The answer is because that's the alfusa we have. That's the only alfusa we have. The only mekayer for tuma hutva betzibur is from Korban Pesach, which there it's discussing Tumas Meis. Vayonashim Shuvu Tmeim LeNefesh Adam. Sai Ben Ogeh, there shouldn't be an Isser. Yeah, we're dealing with two issues here. There's an Isser to do the Avodah B'Tumah, and there's also a psul. It could it would ruin the korban, right? So both things are nitche because of the that it's a korban shekuvah l'izman. This is the background of the sugya. Zogdi Gimava. From this that the Mishnah was not choishish to Tumas Meis, we see that Shiva Siyam Kodim Yakipur Mafrishim can go to Mibase, but we don't see that Mafrishim Moisem Mikol Adam, right, to prevent Tumas Meis. Vice is we're not worried about Tumas Meis. Why not? Zogdi Gimor, this is a right that Tumas Meis Hutra Hibitzibu. What does this mean? We're not coming to bring a right for the Etzen Din of the Avoida being Doichet Tumas Meis. That that's the Elfusa that everyone agrees with, that we learn from Korban Pesach. Just the Shaila is, what's the gather of this din? Once we know that when it comes to Tumas Mei, so even a Tumah of the Gavra is Nidche by the Avaida, just like the Hainu, Korban Shekavu Elo Yizman, plus that it's Tumas Mei, plus that there's a matzav that the Reva Tzibur Tmein, or in our case, the Kohen Gadol is Tomei, which he's the one that is supposed to do it. There's nobody else, right? And it's so he's the representative of the Tzibu here. So this is like the matzav of a Tzibu Tomei. So that's for sure that he could do the Avaida. If such a thing happens, at the end of the day, if the Kohen Gadol finds himself Tomei Tumas Meis on Yom Kippur, yeah, so he's going to be allowed to do the Avaida L'chula. That's for sure. The Shaila is Lichura. Yeah. Shaila is, what's the gather of this din? Is it a heter or is it a tchiyah? That's the nidin in our sugya. Tumah hutra b'tzibu or tumah tchuyah b'tzibu. And the main afkemina is, if we say tumah tchuyah b'tzibu, yeah, the Rambam is defining it. Rambam's lashon, he says tumah tchuyah b'tzibu means that the isra is still there. Just b'shas adchak. When you have no choice, so the Avaida is pushing away the Isser, like the concept we have of Esedoy Chaloisa saying, yeah? So, Pashit, when you have a collision, yeah? E'ef Shalakayim Shneim, you can't do both at the same time, you're going to have to choose, so the Esser is stronger than the Lav, it pushes it away. Right? So too, that's the Pashas, but Esedoy Chaloisa, it's also here, it's Doiches, it's Chia. So too here, the Isser is still there. It's not that we're saying there's no Isser to do the Avoida Betuma when it's Betzibu. Just, if you have no choice, so the Torah is saying the Avoida is stronger than the Tuma, and Imelit pushes it away. It's stronger than the Isser Tuma. So it's a Tchiyaza. Afkemina, that it's only B'Shas Adchak, only when you have no choice. Because for having a Tchiyah, yeah, for the Avoida to push off the Tuma, has to be a direct collision that there's no way to go. Yeah, Yifshul Lekayim Shneim. But once you have a way to have it, if you can have it both ways, if there's a way Lekayim Shneim, so it's technically not Shayach Adchiyah. Yeah, Adchiyah means Lashon HaKodesh. Yeah, we always say the Lamdis licked in the Lashon. Yeah, the triple L. The Lamdis licked in the Lashon. Adchiyah and Lashon HaKodesh. What does Adchiyah mean? Anybody knows? Literally, what is the word Adchiyah? Pushing. It's like the Chifa. Yeah, that's what it means. Doiche is like doiche. If you push it, you have to push it away. For pushing it away, it has to be that this is a narrow road and there's nowhere to go. So, in case you have a way out of it, you have a choice, so this push it, that chia won't happen. So that's the masha'enkin if we say that it's a hutra, tumah hutra b'tzibu. So it's not that the tumah, the avoid is pushing off the tumah. It's not a chia, it's not pushing off. It's just, there's no iser. In such a case, there's no iser. If there's a matzav of tumas meis that is stopping, that is concerning the avaida, the avakoban shekuvel is man. So there's no iser in such a case to do the avaida. Even if you could find a different solution, you don't have to look for a different solution because in this case, the Torah didn't answer it at all. So you don't have to look for ways to avoid it. This is the main afkemina the Gemara is going to discuss here, Rabbi Yisrael, okay? You have to look for a way to avoid it or not. So that's the shaila of tchuyah, if it's tumah hutra b'tzibu, tchuyah b'tzibu. Zok the Gemara, so that's what Rav is saying here. The fact that the Mishnah is not concerned about Tumas Meis here, Vaistois, that's the way that Tumas Meis Hutva Hubit Zibu, it's not just the Chuya. And therefore, it doesn't matter, you don't have to prevent in advance the Tumas Meis of the Kohen Gadol, because if worse comes to worse, he's going to become a Tumas Meis, so he's going to be able to do that Vaida anyway. Yeah? So this is Negea in advance. Now, if we say Dchuya, so you say, okay, so you're supposed to try to do everything you can to prevent this, because it's not that there's no Isser in that case. You'll be over Isser, just it's going to be Nidcha the Isser, yeah? It's going to push it off, but the Isser is going to be there. So you have an obligation to try to do whatever you can to avoid it. So you should have Mafishim Moisim Kolodim. You should have also a din to prevent it to Masmeis. Since it's Hutra, so you don't have to worry about it. Whatever happens, happens. If Tumas Meis happens, it's going to be totally mutter. So that's the Gemara's right. Ravina Amar Afilu Teima Tumas Meis Dechuya Hi Bitzibu Tumas Meis Lo Yishchicho Tumas Beis Lo Yishchicho. So Nishkin Rai is Aktuavino. Yeah, you want to bring a right to the general Shaila of Tumah Hutra or Dechuya from our Mishnah. So Nishkin Rai, you could say Dechuya. How come you're not supposed to try to prevent it? Teret says it happens to be that Tumas Meis is not Shchiach. So Imeilo, to be Chayshish in advance, maybe the Kohen Gadol is going to be Nitma B'Meis. It's not enough of a Chashash to take the precautions to try to prevent it. Not because it's a Heter Gomo. It's Taka not a Heter Gomo. But we're not Chayshish that it's going to happen, that it's going to be Tumay Meis. Mechadeis is going to be Tumay Meis. It's not Shchiach. So we don't have to chesh for that practically. That's the cheshbon here, and this makes sense, especially according to Rashi. Yeah, like we saw Rashi saying the chashash here is that he should be exposed directly to a mace, not to a tmei mace. So that's taka makes sense that it's not shchiach. Punkt during that week, someone is going to die in his presence. Someone is going to die in his house, in his room. Yeah, that's taka not shchiach. If the chashash would be like the Teis Rosh is suggesting, that he should be exposed to a tummy mace, not to the mace himself, that's much more shchiach, right? But that we're not worried about anyway, like Tesir Rosh said, that's not Tumas Shiva. The only problem is if he's going to be exposed directly to a mace, so that's not shchiach. Now the Ritva Taka points out here, what do you mean Tumas, what is the Gemara saying here? Tumas Beis is shchicha. Tumas Ameis lo Yishchicho, Tumas Beis Yishchicho. Dehainu, we see that we are Chayshish to Tumas Beis, that he might be Boil Nido, right? That we are Chayshish to. Zog Digmo, that's Shchiach. Tumas Meis is not. In fact, the Ritva is that so. It's true that Tumas Meis is not Shchiach, but Tumas Beis is Shchiach. It's Shchiach that a person is going to find himself having Tumas Shiva of Boil Nido because his wife was a Nido B'Shas Bia. This is shchiach. What's the chashash of Tumas Beis? Yeah. Maybe his wife was nida during the bia. Yeah, he was over. It's a kavis of nida b'shaygeg. Him as and his wife, and he became tamei Tumas Beis nida for 7 days. That's something. And pung that week, that's going to happen. Yeah, this is something shchiach. This happens. The ma'aseh shebuchon happens to everybody. Pung that week, we're afraid it's going to happen. Zok to Ritva, Avadi, the Gemara doesn't mean kipshuti that it's that Tumas Beis is Shchiach. Yeah, don't take it literally. It's Lav Davko, Zok to Ritva. So what does it mean? It means, relatively to Tumas Meis, Tumas Beis is more Shchiach. Even Tumas Beis is not so Shchiach. But Kolponim, it's more likely to happen than someone dying in his presence that week. Yeah, that's even less Shchiach. So we are machmir here to be choishesh Tumas Beis, even though it's not so shchiach. But so to that extent we are choishesh. But Tumas Beis is even more rare. So for that we're already not choishesh. Yeah. So that's what the Gemara means here. When the Gemara is saying Tumas Beis is shchicha, the Gemara means it's relatively more shchiach than Tumas Beis. Not that it's shchiach, but it's more shchiach. Legabi Tumas Beis yomus olav echot pisoim. The shchiach Tumas Beis command the shchicha dam is oktumet for kia. It's more shchiach. Okay. Now again, the whole pshat of the Ritva, the whole teretz of the Ritva, is also only shayich because of the way Rashi touched up the sugya. That we talk that the chashash tumas meis was that someone would die in his presence. If the chashash would be, I'm saying also when we're talking about the relativity here, if the chashash would be that he would be exposed to tamei meis, not tamei satzmoi, so that obviously would be more shchiach than tumas beisoi. Not only would be more shchiach than tumas beisoi. You can't tell me that it's more shchiach. That is, that his wife is going to be neither b'shas bia than being exposed to a person that was netma b'meis 2 months ago, right? Mm-hmm. So again, this all is coming from the Rashi's Rashi's mahalach here in the sugya. The way Rashi's touching it up. So Mamish, you see all along that Rashi is right in the sugya. You see all along the Gemara, the Kashan, the Teretz, that it's muchrach to touch up the chashash like Rashi. Okay. Shari Staka, why is it the Gemara is not choishes to the other case of Tumas Meis? So that's what we're showing, that's what Tosef Rosh answers. But it's Mukhuk in the Gemara, that's what we're talking about. Rashi didn't say it just Misvara. You see it in the Teretz also, that's the kind of thing we're talking about here. Okay. Now, there's a noisy here of that Mirza Hashem. They're saying there's already Rishayim are talking about it here. It entices the Ritva, but we'll leave it later for the Gemara later because it's going to come up in the Gemara. There's one of the korbanos the Kohen Gadol does. Just mentioned one of the korbanos the Kohen Gadol does in Yom Kippur. That the shaila is if the din tumahutu b'tzibur applies to it or not. So this is something we're going to have to deal with. Mr. Shem, it's going to come up in the Gemara. So then we're going to get back to it. We'll see what the Rishonim say and how to work it out. So let's leave it out for now. As for now, we could manage without it. Rashi is already touching on it. So already now, but we'll leave it for later. Just making a note. Mr. Shem, we'll put it on hold. We'll get back to it. Okay. Zog the Gemara. So, Bekitzer, we said there's a way how to work out our Mishnah with both sheets. Now the Gemara is going back to the Etzim Shai, Etzim Achleikis, Itma. Tumas Hameis, Rav Nachman Omer, Hu Tuhi B'tzibu, Rav Sheshes Omer, Dechuyo Hi B'tzibu. So that's the Machleikis I'm rewriting. Zog the Gemara. Heicho, Hecho de ikot meim utohirim beahu beis av kule alma loy pligi de tohirim avdi tmeim loy avdi ki pligi lehadurei ulehasuye tohirim mi beis ova chavina. So the Gemara is saying first like this: even lemando matumu hutru betzibu, but if you have among the daily shift of the kohanim, that's what the beis av is. Yeah, the kohanim have shifts. Yeah, the Kohanim are divided. All the Kohanim, all Bnei Aaron of the that are Kosher Avodah are divided into groups. There's a Mishmer every week. There's a different shift that is called the Mishmer, and among the Mishmer every day there's a different shift that is called the Beis Av. Yeah, the Mishmer is divided into seven Batei Av. So Beis Av means the shift of the daily shift. Yeah, Shoivet Ba'isa Yoyim. So if among this, so now obviously we're not talking about Yom Kippur anyway, only the Kohen Gadol could do the Avodah. We're talking in general now. Tumah Hutru B'Tzibu is neged to any Korban Shekuvah L'Zman. Yeah, it could be a Korban on Shabbos, or on Yontif, or on Shchodesh, or a regular Korban Tamid on a regular day. So the Gemara says like this: if you have Kohanim available in the daily shift, and the Kohanim that are supposed to do the Avodah today, that are not Tomei, so then Lekula Alma, you don't let the Kohanim Tmeim to do the Avodah. From the same base of you have a Kohanim Tmeim, yeah. So Ichura, yeah, Ichura. It means that even if most of them are Tomei. But if you have Tohavim there, yeah, only if most of them are Tame, it becomes it's neged to talk about Tzibu, Tumot B'Tzibu. But still, if you have among them Tohavim, So the shatayim should do the avoda. So you don't let the tmein do the avoda. The kula alma. The only nafkemina is going to. So what's the nafkemina between the shittas? If you say that the kula alma, you always try to find the kohen tor. So what's going to be the nafkemina? So the gemara keep pligi la duvi la suy toyin base of achrino. The shal is what if the whole base av is tummy? So leman doma tumu hudu betzibu. So okay, so they can do the avoda. You have to take kohanim from a different shift. Take kohanim from tomorrow's shift. It's not their turn today, but what could you do? There's no toyin today. So you have to do whatever you can to prevent the tumor. This is Mr. You arranged this that it goes off so early. That's no, no I'm saying in general. Stop. Yeah. it's your conspiracy.
Right, it's my.
Yeah. So that's the first malach the Gemara says. Zog the Gemara of Nachman Oma. Where are we? Zog the Gemara. No, I'm sorry. Zog the Gemara. Yeah, Rav Nachman Oma heter ibitzibu veloy madvino. Rav Sheshes Oma tchuy ibitzibu madvino. So that's going to be the nafkemino. According to Rav Nachman, that it's chutro, so you don't have to bring kohanim from a different bisaf, from a different shift. According to Rav Sheshes, that it's chuyo, so you have to look for other kohanim. So what if the whole shift of the day is tummy? So find kohanim from a different day. Iko de amri afilu heicho de iko tohayu mutmeim beahu bisaf. Polig Rav Nachman veomar avdina mitmeim. Dechol tumas meis betzibur achmol ashayo yazayin umdalef. So that's according to the Ikud Amri, we're saying Rav Nachman is going all the way to the extreme. Rav Nachman that holds that it's hutra, he's saying even if you have a koyanim tohim available in this base out of the day, it doesn't matter. There's no iser. Yeah, tumor to betzibu. Yes, lichura. As long as you have rive of koyanim or tamiya. If you're having the matzav of tzibu of hutra betzibu, lichura is going to have to be rive. Once you have rive. So you know, so it's mutter. There's no wisdom bichlal. So there's nothing to talk about. You don't have to look for any way to avoid it.
It's time to finish.
No, it's.
It's what I did, obviously.
No, it's a different thing. Maybe it's connected. It's on your way of Yasi. See, in Manish. Turned on? No. Okay, so. Omav Sheshis. Mino Aminolo. Yeah, so this was the. So we had the Nafkemino. Two versions of the Nafkemino of the Machloikis. Now the Gemara is going back to the Etzem Machloikis. What's the reason of each Shito? So Rav Sheshis is the one that says the Chuyo, right? Rav Sheshis is the Machmir. Mino Aminolo. Omer Rav Sheshis Mino Aminolo. The Tanya. Hoyo Oimed Umakriv Mincha Se Oimer. Venit Meis Beyodoi. Hoyo Oimed Umakriv Mincha Se Oimer. Venit Meis Beyodoi. What's the case here? Minchas Oimer is the carbon of the that you bring on the second day of Pesach for being matir the chodosh, achilas chodosh, right? It's a carbon mincha. So the kohen was standing and he was in the middle of doing the akruv of the mincha, minchas Oimer, v'nit meis biyadoi, the carbon became tamei. Korban became Tomei. So, Oimer umivim acheres tachter. Ve'im ein shom Elohi, Oimrim loi hevi pikeach ushtoik. So what is the Brisa saying here? If it became Tomei, so he should say, he should tell people about it, and he should ask them to bring a different different sailors are different mincha for the korban. Ve'im ein sham Elohi, omrim lo yevi pikeach u'soik. If they don't have a different, yeah, this is for the korban omer, there's a whole process. Ktziras omer, right? In the ktziras omer, so they only, if they only prepared enough for this amount, they don't have extra, they don't have extra soilis. So omrim lo yevi pikeach, so be smart and keep quiet. Yeah, don't mention it, and just do the avodah as it is. Kotani mihas oimer u'mivin acheres tachter. So what do we see here? That as much as you can, you're supposed to try to use an alternative, right? So this is a raya that tuma dechuya ibitziba, not hutra, because if it would be hutra, so what's the difference if you have extra instead? You don't need it, because there's no Isra Bechlal. Minchas Oimer is a korban shekavu al izman. You could only bring it today, right? And you have here a matziv of tumah that is, this is considered tumah. There's like, there's a tumah hutu b'tzibu, yeah, there's nothing to do about it. The etzim mincha became tomei. So, why should you have to bring more mincha if you can? So this is a raya that it's only dechuya, not hutra. Omav Nachman moedino heicho deiko shiraim laachila. Yeah.
Even if we say hutra.
The Hainu zogt gimava, there's a din that the whole heter or dichui, yeah, whatever it is, of tumah by korbanis is only in a get to the avoda itself. But when it comes to the achila of the korban, a korban that has a chelik that is nechol, kohanim, lebayim, whatever it is, there the tumah is not nidche. It's not even nitche. That's not negate the machlekes tumah hutra dchuya. Yeah, you don't even have a dchuya there. Not only a hutra, you don't even have dchuya. The hainu, just like there's an isra avoda b'tumah, there's also isra achila b'tumah. Achila skotchim b'tumah. Whether the kain is tummy or the basar is tummy, the korban is tummy. Now that isra of achila b'tumah is bichlal not, is bichlal, it always stays. Lemaisa, you can't eat the korban, no, betuma. There's no way you can eat the korban betuma. Therefore, Zok to Rav Nachman, in a case that it's a kind of korban, that there's a chelik anechel, not every korbanis are like that. There's korbanis that are kolil, that are like a korban oila, that is kulil Hashem. But a korban that has a chelik that you eat, so in such a korban, if you're going to do the korban betuma, or if the etzem korban is tummy, like in our case, so you won't be able to eat it because the achila doesn't have any heter or tchiyah. So in such a case, Dr. Rav Nachman, I agree, even though I hold tumah hutra b'tzibu, so you don't have to look for ways to avoid the tumah. However, when it comes to a korban that has a chelik that you eat, so if you won't prevent it, so in a chinami, it's going to be mutter to do the avaida, but the achila you won't be able to do. So that's why, in such a case, even I agree that you're supposed to try to prevent it in advance and to use a korban toyer. The hainu, when the brisa says, oimer mivim acheres tachter, that lechatchila you should try to find a different mincha, it's not because it's not a heter gomer, it's only a tchiyah. No, it is a heter gomer. So mitzad the hilchis avoido sheboy, you could go ahead and do the avoido, even though you have extra mincha, even though you could find a different soilet that is not tummy. The only reason why we're asking you to use a different mincha in such a case lechatchila is only for enabling us to eat it, because the achila you won't be able to do if you'll do it bituma. So that's the lashon meidino heicho deiko shirayim laachila. Deiko shirayim laachila means a korban that has after the haktava there's also a chelik that it remains, yeah, shirayim from the gavaya that remains for achilas hedyoid, and any comment like that, so there's always a tzayrich to try to prevent the tumah, because otherwise you're going to be mafsid the mitzvah sechilo sheboy, the mitzvah sechilo, the kapalo, yeah, achilo is also part of the kapalo, okay, and moichlum ubayin miskapim, so that's why in this case it's different. Masha ein kein by a korban that has no chelik anechal, korban that is kuli l'Hashem, so then you don't have this concern. So then it's only when you get to the etzem avayda. The etzem avayda is Akhtuav Nachman. Once you want this is a matzah of tumah, so you can do the avayda anyway. You don't have to try to prevent it because it's hutra. Yeah. So I just want to emphasize here once more. Rav Nachman is not saying here that when there's a chelik hanet, when there's a chelik achilo, so I agree that it's the chuya. No, I'm saying. B'derekar, when someone is saying maidina, when someone is saying a maide, Yahav Machloek, someone is saying maide, it means that he's maide to the other shita.
Right.
So it might so sound
that he holds chuya.
That he holds, and in this case, it's not hutra, it's chuya. No, that's not what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
It's hutra, even a chelik, even such a korban that has a shirayim lachilo, it's still hutra.
That's the avoid.
Just Rav Nachman is saying the whole din of Sai Hutra, Sai Dechuya, is only negiah to the Avaida Sheboy and not to the Achilo Sheboy. So why is he saying in Maidina? It's not about that he's being Maidah to Rav Sheish. They both hold, there's not no Hetra, no Dechia either about the Achilo. What is the Loshon Maidina? Yeah.
He has to try to find the Eitzim.
Exactly. The Maidina here is not Legabi the Etzim Yesaid, but it's Legabi the Nafkemina Ledina. We said the Nafkemina Ledina between the two Shittas is, do you have to try to find a way to avoid it? So says Rav Nachman, Bederech Klal I hold it. You don't have to try to find a way to avoid it because it's, I hold Hutra. And even in this case, Mitzad Avoid, it's Hutra. Just in a case that you have a Chilak Achilo, so we have a Zaitike problem. What's going to be with the Achilo? And maybe in that case, Gabi the Achilo, there's no Tchiyah, there's not a Hutra, not a Tchiyah. You won't be able to eat it. So you could say, okay, so if you have no choice, like the safe of the bride, so do the Avoido, and don't eat the Chilak Anachinachinami. It won't be eaten. Yeah, that's what's going to happen. And the safer. So what's going to happen? They're going to do the avodah, and what's going to be with the chelik? Yeah, this is mincha. Yeah, there's going to be kmitza, and the shirayim of the mincha that the kohanim is supposed to eat. What's going to happen with it?
It's going to have to get burnt.
They're going to have to get burnt. They won't eat it, yeah. Right? So they're going to be mafsid the mitzvah zechilo in a chinami. But that's only when you don't have a choice. When you have a choice, so what about the mitzvah zechilo? So you should make sure to have extra one to use a different one for having the. So that's the medina. Medina is legabi the nafkimino medina, that in this case you're supposed to try to find a different solution. Meisiv efek di gemara haya makviv minchas poim ve'eli mukvasim ve'nitmis biyadai oimer u'mevim acheres tachter. So what are we talking about here? Minchas parim ve'elim ukvasim. So we're talking about a mincha. Yeah, we're right to talk about a mincha. Just it's a mincha of a korban behema. Some korbanis, yeah, before we were talking about minchas parim, okay, minchas parim also, there's a minchas parim, basically it's its own mincha. But minchas parim ve'elim ukvasim, we're talking about a mincha that accompanies a korban of a behema. We'll see soon what korban we're talking about, but different korbanis need to have a mincha together with them. So if he was being makiv such a mincha, v'nitmis biyadai, while he was doing that, whoever was nitma, oimer u'mevin acheres tachter. So, just like we had in the previous brisa, so you should try to bring a different mincha. V'im ein sham Elohi, oimerim lo yavi b'kech u'shtoik, don't mention it, or we'll do the avoda anyway. My love, yeah. So Adkan is the bride. Zok the Gemara, my love, parim einu mukvasim dechag. So the Gemara is assuming what korbanis are we talking about here? We're talking about a korbanis of a regel, korbanis of a yomtiv. Yeah, you have different. You have parim einu mukvasim, different korbanis musaf of yomtiv. Now this is a korban shekavu al yizman, just like the mincha, just like the minchas ha'imer of before. So it should be doichet tuma. Why are you supposed to l'chatchila look for a different and what's the mincha of it? There's a din that there's a din minchas nesachim. Yeah, that together with the korban musaf, you bring a mincha. So If it's since a kovod, since it's a kovod shekavua luizman, so zeicha tuma. So how come nechatchili is supposed to find a different solution to bring a different mincho if you can? If tuma hutra betzibu, if it's a hutra, so what do you have to look for a different one? So lichui dochorai that it's tchuya. Elamai, before we had a teretz that if there's a chelik achilo, so we have a different reason to try to find a solution because you're going to lose the achilo. The achilo, there's no heter at all. There's no, not even a tchuya. However, here, since we're talking about poim einim kvosim dechag, poim einim kvosim dechag, there's no chelik achilo. Because that's oilos. It's a korban oilo. Yeah, the korban is the yontif of a korban oilo. And in mele, it's kulay, it's koli lashem. It's all burned on mizbech. The haktov, the whole korban, and the mincha also. The same thing for the ghost for the mincha. So here we don't have the problem of the achila. It's only about the avayda. Like Gabi the avayda, Rav Nachman holds hutra. So the chud is bright, is against him. So how come you have to try to avoid it if it's hutra? Who told you that it's for the korbanos of the chag? I have a different pshat in the brayso. Pavi and pavi the zava. Afal gav the tzibu who kevin lekavilu zman madvinon elim beilu shel aron daf gavilu zman kevin diyochad madvinon kvasim bekevin zaboim oimer the gishivaim lachilo. So we'll go through it one by one. I just want to make a point here. You see, how come the Gemara was assuming that it's talking about the poem of Yom Tov, yeah, the Korbanos of Yom Tov. How come the Gemara made it? The Gemara made it in a kimta for asking a kasha. You don't make it in a kimta for asking a kasha. Yeah, what was the having? The Gemara was pushed. The Gemara hanocha. They're talking about poem that the Korbanos of Chag. Rav Nachman is saying a teretz. No, it's talking about different Korbanos. Why is the original hanocha that it's the Korbanos of the Chag is more pushed? Why is it more pushed than Rav Nachman's solution? So first of all, because the Gemara's initial hanacha was putting all the korbanis on the same. All the korbanis were of the same kind. Parim, Eilim, Kvasim were all korbanis of Yomtiv, so it makes sense. The Brisa was talking all about the same case. Mm-hmm. The Kohen Gadol is standing with the mincha of the korbanis of the Yomtiv. Masha'enkin Rav Nachman for answering him the kasha on him from the Brisa. He has to make an akinta that each one of the behemoths that are mentioned in the Braisa is a totally a different korban that is brought in a different day, in a different occasion. So that's why it's already a doichak. We're talking here about different cases. It's not the kohen is standing here with a mincha of the paim and the eidim of the kvasim. There's one case of a minchas paim in one day, in a minchas eidim, in a different case, in a different day. Okay. Now, how does this answer the kasha? So first of all, if he's going to find a case, we have a chelik anechal, so that's going to be just like the previous braisa, right? The problem is that when it comes to parim and elim, there is no case of a minchas parim or elim that has a chelik anecha, yeah. Korban shkavu lizman of parim oelim that has a chelik anecha that he will be able to use the previous teretz. That doesn't exist such a case. Only legabi kvosim. You see, legabi kvosim, Itaka says the same kind of teretz that he said before. Yeah, let's go to the last one. What did he say about kvosim? Kvosim bekeves haboyim oimer the ikos shiraim lachilo. Dahin, we're talking about the same kind of korban that we spoke about in the previous braiso, minchas oimer. When it says, yeah, also here we're talking about the mincha sheboy, right? Minchas parim einu kvosim. So what is minchas kvosim? Zokt Rav Nachman, it's talking about minchas oimer. Why is it calling it minchas kvosim? Because together with the korban, with the minchas oimer, you bring kvosim. Yeah, the din of minchas oimer, it's a mincha, but it goes together with kvosim. Yeah, Rashi brings down the pasuk here. V'asisim b'yoyim hanifchem es oimer keves tomim ben shnosu il oilu l'ashem. Yeah, there's a keves that you bring together with the minchas oimer. So minchas kvosim means the mincha, minchas oimer that comes together with the keves. Therefore, the minchas oimer, as we mentioned already before, it has a chelik anechal, it has shivayim lachil, it's not kulei koli l'ashem. So there we already have the solution that we said before. Because mitzad the chelik anechal, that's why he's supposed to prevent the tumah here from having the ability to eat it. That's all. Not mitzad the avoida. What are you doing about poyim? You don't have that. So you don't have such a case. So Rav Nachman says, "Legabi parim, we can make an okim to tzukum at pavik de zava." Par avoy de zava. Pavik de zava is a korban that a tzibur brings to avoy de zava, and it's taka kulei koli l'Hashem. It's a oila. There's no chelik hanech. There's no shivaim la'achila. So how is that going to answer the kasha? So the Gemara, afal gav de tzibu hu, yeah, betzim to korban tzibu, and you have the heter of tumahut with tzibu, kaven de lekovia leizman mehadrina. As we said in the beginning, really the rule of the heter tumah is only by a korban shekavua leizman, a korban that you only could do today, a korban that is kavua leizman. Just like it's doiche Shabbos, it's doiche tumah. A korban that you bring for aveira is always not a korban shekavua l'izman, yeah,
right.
Because it's not about the zman is mechayiv it. The chiv is not mikoyach that it's a yom tif today or something, but it's because you did aveira. So eventually you're gonna have to bring the korban, but it's not about today. It could be tomorrow. So he made it. It's just like it's not deiche Shabbos because you could bring it tomorrow. It's also not deiche tumah. Wait for tomorrow. You're gonna be able to bring it b'tahara. So. Mimeila zog di gimara, since it's not kavuya lizman, so there's no tumah hutu b'tzibu. There's no tumah hutu b'tzibu, which means in this case not only there's no tumah hutu b'tzibu, but there's not even tumah dechuya b'tzibu. You see, this is very important, and this is true also about the kvasim case. Yeah, we have the minchas ayim. We said that the achila concern. So that means it's not, again, like we said before, it's not about that it's tchui instead of utra. Stam, it's ad achilo, you won't have any heter. Yeah, so here, even legabi the etzim avoido, legabi the pavi de zovo, even legabi the etzim avoido, you could not do the avoido at all. It's not even, yeah, so it says that imein sham elohi oni lehavi pikechus soik. How is that possible? Lichuro, if it's not kavur lizman, so even with the avid, even if you have no choice, how could you do the avida? But according to Enokavul Isman, there's no din of tuma tchuya b'tzibu. Even not only not it's not hutra, it's not even tchuya. So it's mamash apella what the Gemara is saying here. Yichap. The Brisa says lehedyo that im ain sham elohi only have b'kechus shtaik. Only lechatchil you're supposed to try to find a different solution. But what if you have no choice? So then you do the avida anyway. Yeah, Rashi explained how is it possible that you don't have a choice. We said you need the ktsiva so'aymer lishma, so you don't have more extra. You didn't. But how is it shaykh? You don't have. There's no other cows in the world. How is it shaykh that ain't leila achas? Rashi says, imein alehi shloim matza mezumun lekach. Yeah, they didn't find something that is not a balmum, chveis, whatever. But anyway, but the Brisa says that in such a case, if you have no choice, so you makiv this korban. How could you be makiv this korban if it's not a kavul izman, if it's a partial of yidizava? So there's not even a dechuya.
Yeah,
yeah. There's not even a dechuya. Even if you have no choice, so what? But you can't do the avoda. Yeah. The avoda is not daicha the tumaro.
Yeah.
So it's mamash apela. So what is the? So how is this a guru kinto? Yeah, bishlomo. According to our initial hanocha, we're talking about a pavi hachag. So it's kavul izman. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But Rav Nachman that can't live with that hanocha because he holds hutra, so if it's pari achak, so even lechatchila is going to be mutter, and the Brisa says only be the avid, only if you have no choice, only b'shas adchak, so what's the pshat? Look, Rav Nachman, it's pari achak, that is not kuvul izman, so even be the avid you can't do it, even if you have b'shas adchak.
Right.
So, Zok Taisis, Taisa Oymid in this. See, first Taisa Naamut. Poim Padavid is all. Zok Taisis, Purish the Oyler, who vetone Minchas Nesachim, the Afal Gav the Tzibu Madrinon, the Hoda Omar Oymer Loy Heavy Pikachu Stoik, who may be Oysa Betuma, Lav Mishum the Tuma the Huyo Betzibu. The Loydochi Shabbos gave it to Lakvil is man, the Tuma, Nami Loydochi. Kedomakon per Gutsilo, Kol Shain's Monaco, who I know the Echelez Shabbos Loysa Tuma. It's not even Tuya, not only it's not Utuma. Afal bishu korban tzibur, because what matters is whether it's kavul izman or not. V'hadem mevi'a betuma zok toyis. So what's pshat in the Gemara? V'hadem mevi'a betuma, haynu mishum deritzuyei tzitz. ודווקא תומס קורבן דמרצה ציץ, אבל תומס הגוף דקויאנים לא ידחו לגבי וכלל, דלגמרי חושב קורבן יוחי. So basically saying a story here. There's a difference between tumas korban and tumas koyhanim. When the koyhanim are tamei, so then ina chinami. If it's not a korban shekavua lizman, yeah, if it's chashiv korban yochid, chashiv korban tzibur, basically the yisoid is kavua lizman, not kavua lizman. But derech klal, a korban tzibur is kavua lizman, and a korban yochid is not kavua lizman. But what really matters at the end of the day, whether it's kavua lizman or not. So Tais is saying, when it comes to the tumah of the gavra, the tumah of the kohen, so then once it's not kavur lizman, so there's nothing to talk about. You have no way to do the avodah unless it's tumas meis plus that it's No. I'm sorry. When it's not kavur lizman, so if it's the tumah of the kohanim, there's nothing to do. Right. So there's no way out. It's not hutra, not chuyah, nothing. There's no solution at all. There's nothing to do. However, when it comes to a tumah of the korban alein, which is what we're talking about here, nitma biyadei, the korban was nitma, not the kohen was nitma. So here, there's a new din of ritzui tzitz, which we'll see. That's what the next sugya is going to talk about. So we'll get to it. Mitzvah Hashem. Basically, the one of the big kohen godless tzitz, and the tzitz, the Torah says it has the koyach. To be miratzu, meaning that even a korban that is bought bitumah should be mechaper because of the ritzui tzitz. So benegia, and that's only negia for the tumas korban, not for the tumas koyhanim. So because of the tumas korban, so because of the ritzui tzitz, so in the case that the korban is tomei, so when you have no way, so you can bring the korban. We have no choice because of the ritzui tzitz, not because of tumah hudra b'tzibu, not even tumah dchuyah b'tzibu. All those things you don't have in a korban she'ena kavua lizman. But the ritzui tzitz helps even for a korban she'ena kavua lizman. So pavi dezor is a korban she'ena kavua lizman, and imel it can't use the regular hetaim of tumah hudra b'tzibu, tumah dchuyah b'tzibu. That's not negeya here, but it has a different solution: ritzui tzitz. When you have no choice, so you could rely on the tzitz that should be miratze. The tzitz should enable the kapav of the korban despite the tumah shebo. And that's why when you have no choice, we let you bring the korban. If it would be the tumah of the koyanim, we wouldn't have even the tzitz. Even the tzitz wouldn't help. But here it's the tumah of the if it would be the tumah of the koyanim, but it's the tumah of the korban. So here you have the tzitz, and that's why here it helps even when. It's not. It's a korban she'ena kavua lizman. So that's the cheshbon of Taisus.
Go bring another. Lashon is
because lichatchila you can't rely on it.
No.
If you have an extra korban,
but it should be the tzitz should be meratza.
So the tzitz is meratza only when you have no choice. You could rely on the tzitz only b'shas etchak, only when you have no other solution. Okay. So that's about the Pavi Dezor, yeah? So that place is taken care of. Mm-hmm. What about the Eilim? Now we're left with the Eilim. Zog di Yimara, Eilim, yeah, we did the Kevis.
Yeah.
What about the Eilim? Eilim be'eilu shel Aron. Yeah. I think this is, by the way, this might be another reason why Rav Nachman is a Doichak. Because according to the first pshat that we said, we're talking about korbanos of the yomtiv, so it makes sense. The lashon rabim, parim, elim, kvasim, yeah, and the musfim. There's more than one.
Like
more there's more than one of each. Masha'enkin,
yeah.
When it comes to Rav Nachman's teretz, Rav Nachman's zukimta, so each one of them is a single behema. Favidizo,
yeah.
You bring one par. For the minchas o'aymer, you bring one kevis.
Yeah.
For the Eilim also, Be'elo Shel Aron, it's one Eil. Yeah? So Hakadosh Baruch Hu says Eilim, Kvasim, Parim, all of them Lashon Rabim, all of them only Yachid, according to Rav Nachman. Yeah? So we're going to have to say, we're talking about, in general, like Pari Avad Zara, yeah, or Eilim of Yom Kippur. Yeah? But it's a Doichak. Yeah?
Yeah.
Eilim Be'elo Shel Aron, the Afal Gav, the Kovia, Livzman, Kevin, the Yachid, Humad Rina. Okay. So what does this mean? So this is what we're referring to in the beginning of the sugya. One of the korbanos that the Kohen Gadol brings on Yom Kippur is the Eloi shel Aaron. There's an oil that only the Kohen Gadol brings for himself. It's basically a korban yachid. Yeah, that's the Gemara saying. Afal gav de koviel izman kevan de yachid hu me'adrinon. So this is the korban yachid. It's the korban of the Kohen Gadol. It's kavuol izman. It has to be on Yom Kippur, but it's not a korban tzibur. It's a korban yachid. So since it's a korban yachid, so me'adrinon, you have to be mechazet to find a different way, to find a way to find the Torah. What's going on here? What does this mean? As we mentioned before, the rule, the real rule at the end of the day, for Korban being Doichet Tumah, is Korban Shekuvu Al Yizman. That's what really matters. Now this is a Korban Shekuvu Al Yizman. So Gemara is saying, even though it's a Korban Shekuvu Al Yizman, but it's a Yachid, it's a Korban Yachid, it's not a Korban Tzibur. So what if it's a Korban Yachid? Doesn't matter. L'maisa, it's Kuvu Al Yizman. Korban Shekuvu Al Yizman, just like it's Doichet Shabbos, it's Doichet Tumah. Whatever is Doichet Shabbos, it's Doichet Tumah. Is this Doichet Shabbos, it's Korban? You bring it on Yom Kippur, right? You mechal Yom Kippur, you do Melach on Yom Kippur with this Korban, right? Why? Because it's Kuvu Al Yizman, even though it's a Korban Yachid of the Kohen Gadol. Just like it's Doichet Shabbos, it's Doichet Tumah. So it says, really the Tzibur and the Yachid doesn't matter.
Right, it sounds like the
Ikris Kviyah Zman,
the
Tzibur
and Yachid, it doesn't play a role.
Yeah, so what is the Gemara? It doesn't play a role, though, with Yachid and Tzibur. We're using usually Lashon Yachid and Tzibur because B'derech Klal Korban Tzibur is Kavu Al Yizman, B'derech Klal Korban Yachid is not Kavu Al Yizman, but what really matters is whether it's Kavu Al Yizman or not.
Right.
Just like the Gabi being Doichet Shabbos. So what's Mamish Apelli here? What's going on? What is the Gemara saying here? Zok Toisis. Kevon the Yachid hu me'adrinon. You have Toisvis? Toisvis explaining Pshat here. Hacha vadai, choshev korban tzibur, litchoy Shabbos, vilitchoy sa tuma. Afilu tuma de gavre. Yeah, before we said, previous Toisvis, that when you have a korban that is not kavur l'izman, yeah, and a korban that is not kavur l'izman, you don't enjoy the gather of tuma hutua, tuma d'chuyah b'tzibur, right? So before we said, but even by korban she'eino kavur l'izman, you have the different mahalach of the tzitz, ritzitzitz, but ritzitzitz only works for the tumas korban, not for the tumas koyanim. Here, however, for ektoizit lichura, here you don't have to come onto the tzitz. Here you have the etzim tuma hutua b'tzibur. Because it's a korban shekavu al yizman, right?
Yeah.
So he made it should work. I feel it for tumah degavri, even if the kohen is tummy. The tzitz only works for the tumas korban,
right?
But the tumah hutru b'tzibur, tchuyah b'tzibur works even for tumas koyanim, right?
Yeah.
We don't have to come on to this in this case because here the tumah is the tumah of the korban. Yeah, it was nitma biyadin, not the tumah koyanim. Le'rav chalimilta. Even if it would be a tumah of a kohen, even that for that it would work. Yeah. What's that? Vadei choshuv korban tzibur. Taisa starting off, Hacha Vadei Choshev Korban Tzibur. Okay, so it's again like we said before, that's always the term we use, Korban Tzibur, Korban Yochid, because B'derech Klal, Korban Tzibur is Kavu Al Yizman, Korban Yochid is not Kavu Al Yizman. That's good for the point Taisa making here. Since it's a Korban Shekavu Al Yizman, so it has the same mile of a Korban Tzibur to be Doichet Shabbos and to be Doichet Tumah. So what's going on here? So what if it's Lemais, it's a Korban Yochid? This Korban Yochid is just as good as a Korban Tzibur because it's Kavu Al Yizman. That's what matters, the fact that it's Kavu Al Yizman. Zoktoisis mihu loy hutra by tumo elo de chuyo yi. Kevon de yochid komaisile. So Tais saying here a big chiddish, big yesoid. And this is something Tais already mentions at the end of Vav Amud Beis, but again, a different, coming there to answer a different kasha, and they're also referring there to our Gemara. Yes, it's Tais Lushitasan there. So the yesoid is like this. Tais is saying that Azak Korban that has that is kavur l'zman, and Yemele does have be'etzim, it does have the din of tumahut v'betzibul, tumahut chuyah v'betzibul. It does have it. But if it's not a korban tzibul, if it's a korban yachid, so here lekula alma, we say the chuyah not hutwa. So this is a shtigul, a complex. You have to make sure not to mix up the different tewutzim here. You see, between the parim, the elim, and the kvasim.
Yeah.
When we're talking about the parim, pashla v'dezava, we were saying there you don't have at all not hutra not the chuya, because it's not kavur l'zman, right? Elamai, you have a different hat of vitzitzitz. Vitzitzitz only works when you have no choice. Only works b'shas adchak, right? Mm-hmm. Here, however, when it comes to the Elim, Rav Nachman is saying a different teretz. The Elim is kavur l'zman, the Elish l'kohen god, Elish l'aron. So it does. It doesn't have to come out. It has the hutra, the tchuya. Just here, the teretz is in a case that a korban is a korban yachid, even though it's a korban shekavur l'zman. Here, l'kula alma, you don't say hutra, but you say tchuya. By a pashla, it is by a korban she'en l'kavur l'zman. You don't even say tchuya. You only have tzitz, it's a different mahalach. But in this korban, in korban shekavur l'zman, avadi yichotch have tchuya. Just in this case, you don't have the machlokes of tchuya or hutua. You're here lekula alma. You only say tchuya, and that's why you have to look for a different solution. Even according to Rav Nachman, that bederech klal says hutua, so you don't have to look for a different solution. That's when it's kavur l'zman plus that it's a korban tzibul.
But here it's only.
And here it's a kavur l'zman. The basic criteria is kavur l'zman that you have here. But it's a korban yachid. Korban yachid. When more machmir here, it's only a tchuya, not a hutua. Now, how does this work? This is Mam Shepush. You have to understand the Gedarim here. Yeah, until now it was clear cut. Kavan Shkavu Elizman, it's Deicha Shabbos, it's Deicha Tuma, period. The Tzibu and the Yachid doesn't really matter, Batsim. The Tzibu and the Yachid is just borrowed terms. It's just like we said before, it's Ucha Demil, so the Tzibu is Kavu Elizman, so Yachid not. But really what matters is Kavu Elizman or not. Now we're saying no. Tzibu also matters. Kavu Elizman is the basic knife. It's not Kavu Elizman, you don't even have Tchuya. But if it's a korban yachid, so it's only dechuya. If it's a korban tzibul, so then Rav Nachman holds that it's hutra. So what does this mean? If Rav Nachman holds that the din that we learn in general, kolat teivukul, that a korban is that you could do the korban shkuvol yizman even betuma. If Rav Nachman holds that the get of that din is a hutra dikid, it's not a dechuya. So what's the difference if it's a korban tzibul, korban yachid? Where are these tzvei dinim coming from? Kilu saying, Rav Nachman, according to Rav Sheshes, it's one din. It's always tchuya. Korban shkavul is man, is doiches, a shab is doiches, a tumah period, according to Rav Nachman. It doesn't matter, korban tzibul, korban yachid, ot nishkin afkemina. Rav Nachman, however, holds, it depends. By a korban tzibul shkavul is man, then we say hutra. By a korban yachid shkavul is man, then it's only tchuya. Where's the spalt coming from? Tzvei din. Where's the tzvei din coming from? It's all one din. Yeah, that we learn from one pasuk that a korban shekavol izman is doiches a shav, is doiches a tumo. How could you make such a shpat between korban tzibul korban yachid? So Taisus asked this kasha. Frek Taisus v'teimoli v'hokulu mikro enough kiper keita tzolim v'idaber moishes moyad Hashem hakosuv kova moyad echad lekulam maishno deyesh mehen shehutva b'hem hutumov yesh mehem dechuyo. Where's the Tzvei Dinim coming from? You can't stop say Tzvei Dinim. Tzvei Dinim, you have to have a Makar for each one of the Tzvei Dinim. Zok Toysfiz v'yeshloi ma'aleman d'oma tumo heter hi b'chulu huta tumo midoi raiso ina chinami be'etzem i'ikar adin Rav Nachman that holds hutra, it's even by a korban yochid, even in our case of Eilu shel Aaron that is not a korban tzibu, as long as it's kavur l'zman, you have hutra. Midoy Raisa, it's hutra, you don't have to look for a different solution. However, as Zaktais Elami the Rabbanon Gozwahu, the Havikoban Yochid, the Rehedra Tohoivin. It's only a din the Rabbanon. So it's not really a Tzvei Dinim here. The din is that Koban Shkavol Izman is mutter to do it betuma. Period. Doesn't matter, it's irrelevant if it's Yochid, it's Koban Yochid, or Koban Tzibul, or Imaylev, or Imayvid, Midoy Raisa. So even in our case, you don't have to look for a different korban according to Rav Nachman and Midoy Raisa. Just there's a din to Rabbanon, and I a din, there's a gzeira to Rabbanon, that if it's a korban yachid, We downgrade it from Hutra to Tchuya. The Tchuya Chatsh you still have, because it's a common Shekavol Izman. With the Rice you even have Hutra. With the Rabban, we guys are trying to find a different Korban. Lechatchila. Only if you have no choice, we'll let you use this Korban. What's the Pshatnes Gzeiro? What's the Pis? If a Korban Yachid Tzibu is not, it doesn't really matter, with the Rice, huh? So what kind of Gzeiro is this? If it's a korban shukavol izman, you have the heter, and even after the gzeir rabbanon chotch tchiyah you have. According to Rav Nachman, this is something we have to realize. According to Rav Nachman, there's no such thing as tchuyah bichlal by tumah. There's no such midoy right. There's no such thing. It's always it's hutru or it's nothing, right?
Yeah.
So if it's hutru, it's hutru. Yeah. Come, chachaim akidu making up a new concept of tchuyah here for this gzeir. They're saying in the case of a korban yachid. You have the head of the Torah. We're telling you, we're only letting you, we're downgrading it from Hutra to Tchuya. So, they can't, what should they be making up a new thing? There's no such thing as a Tchuya. The Torah is, because the Rabbanon are telling you, we're letting you use the head of the Torah, the device of the Keheta, only if you have no choice. Only B'shas Adchak. Yeah? Tchuya is a different gedder of Tchuya. According to Rav Sheshis, the Tchuya is coming from the essence of the Din. The din d'oraisa is like Esed Echolitza. So one is pushing off the other, so it's only shaykh when you have no choice. B'shas Adchak. But according to Rav Nachman, by a korban yochid, even by a korban yochid, you already have this gzeir de rabbanon. It's not shot that instead of hutra it becomes tchuya. There's no such thing. There's no such thing as tchuya according to Rav Nachman and Avodah. It's either hutra or nothing. Because rabbanon is saying in a chinam, it's true that it's hutra, but we're not letting you use the heter unless you have no choice. It's kilu b'shas Adchak kilu. There's a gzeir de rabbanon not to use this heter, not to rely on this heter. Just if you have no choice, b'shas adchak, so we let you be soymich on the heter. Yeah, b'shas adchak, kedai u heter lismoich olav. It's not like we're turning it from we're downgrading it from a hutra to tchuya. There's no such thing as a tchuya. You can't make up a yesh me'ayin a musik of tchuya. There's no such thing according to Rav Nachman. It doesn't exist. This is what rabbanon is saying. All you have is hutra, but we're not letting you use the heter. We're not letting, unless you have no choice, and then we're letting you use the heter. We're letting you use the hutra. B'shas adchak kilu. So because of the gzeir rabbanon is kilu to say here lechatchila, you're not allowed to do it. That's all. Not that we're turning it from hutra to tchuya. Lechatchila, we don't let you do it. What's the svar of this gzeir? Mechitei stam. Why are they making this gzeir? So the chuvah of the pshat is just like we're saying all along. B'derech klal, a korban tzibur is kavua lizman, and a korban yochid is not kavua lizman. Here we have an exceptional case. We have a korban yochid that happens to be kavua lizman. Elu shel aroin, even though it's a korban yochid, but it's a kavua lizman. Mm-hmm. Now, so mitzad the gedoyim d'oraisa, it doesn't matter that it's a yochid, because all that matters d'oraisa is whether it's kavua lizman or not.
Right.
Mm-hmm. However, since b'derech klal a korban yochid is not kavua lizman, so Chazal made a gezeira. If we'll give you a heter on such a korban, you'll think that also a different korban yochid has a heter, and usually a korban yochid doesn't have a heter because usually korban yochid is not kavul izman. Yeah, mistama. That's the pshat mizvot. He's not explaining, but it makes sense that that's the pshat gezeira. So that's why when it comes to korban yochid, that it's osili chlufe with a different korban yochid that is not kavul izman, like v'dachla korban yochid is. So Chazal is saying lechatchila, don't use the heter, don't rely on the heter. It's mutter midei raisa, but we're midei rabbani, you shouldn't do asili chlufi. If you have no choice, if that's totally going to prevent the korban, yeah. So because of this chashash, we don't want to be mevatel the korban. So b'shas adchak mutter, but if you have a choice, don't do it because there's a gzeir asili chlufi. That's the pshat in this gzeir. Zoktais is vaitu leman da'omar tuma dechuyehi. According to Rav Sheshis, that even midei raisa is dechuyehi. Svirli the bechula dechuyehi midei raisa. Yeah, according to him, it's always tchuya. It's always only tchuya, and the tchuya is a d'oraisa din. Yeah, there's no such thing as hutra according to Rav Sheshis. It's always tchuya, not because of Xavier de Rabbanon. Yeah, so too in this case, it's only tchuya. Yeah, but not because it's a korban yochid. Even by a korban tzibur, it's only tchuya. Midoraisa, it's tchuya. According to Rav Nachman, it's always hutra, and even in this case, it's hutra. Midoraisa, midorabon. So, because the point this is making here is that midoraisa, there's no mokin to be mechalik between a korban tzibur and a korban yachid, between a case of a hutra and a case of a tchuya. It's either always hutra or always tchuya. According to Rav Sheshis, it's always tchuya. According to Rav Nachman, it's always hutra. Midoraisa. Midoraisa, there's no chilukim, there's no tzvei dinim. Just midorabonon, according to Rav Nachman. that it's always hutra. So in the case of a korban yachid, rabbanon were machmir because of a gzeira asili chlufe that you shouldn't use this hetul chatchila. How come Chazal didn't make this gzeira according to Rav Sheshis of asili chlufe, who also according to Rav Sheshis when it comes to elu shel Aaron, a korban yachid? So how come rabbanon are not chayishish asili chlufe in a korban yachid that is not kavul isman? Just like according to Rav Nachman, they're saying you don't have the yami, the rabban, you don't have the hutra because of the gzeira. So according to Rav Sheshis, you shouldn't have the tchuyah because of this gzeira. You know what I'm asking?
Maybe because Taka, since it's only Dechuya, it's always Dechuya. So in this case of Korban Yochid,
yeah,
you'll find the Eitzel. I'm not going to say if you have a clue.
So I think it's Pashut Belabatish. For the same reason, according to Rav Nachman, Rabbanon are letting you, yeah, even after the Zed Rabbanon, to do it b'shas adchak if you have no choice.
Right.
For the same reason, they're letting you to do it also according to Rav Sheshis. Just according to Rav Sheshis, that's anyway all the hetter you have midor yiraisa, to do it when you have no choice b'shas adchak.
Uh-huh.
Right? Uh-huh. What did we say? We said according to Rav Nachman, there's a gzeira, right? But the gzeira, you see, according to Rav Nachman, there's a gzeira, it doesn't go all the way to gzeira, it's only when you have a choice, right? Yeah. Only the chatchila, b'shas adchak. There's a hetter. What's pshat in this? So we said obviously because of this chashash of asili chlufe, so rabbanon don't want to totally prevent the korban, right? They don't want to ruin it. So all they're saying is if you have a choice, don't be samech on the hetter. But if you have no choice, okay. So b'shas et chaki kilu, right?
Right.
The same svara you have by Rav Sheshis also. Elamai, according to Rav Sheshis, because of this svara, so you'll never have the gzeira to rabbanon because according to Rav Sheshis, all the hetter you have to begin with, even the rise of the hetter, is only b'shas et chak. Because it's only d'chuy d'keter, so it's only b'shas adchak, only when you have no choice. Even with the rice, it's only mutu b'shas adchak. So in Melo, since b'shas adchak, Rabbanan didn't want to get involved by Rav Nachman, so too they don't want to get involved according to Rav Sheshis, mine of Kimino.
Right.
Just
right.
The result is going to be that according to Rav Sheshis, there's never going to be a gzeira to Rabbanan, because there won't be enough kimino for the gzeira to Rabbanan. Yeah, it's not that according to Rav Sheshis, it's more calm.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it's going to be equal, right? According to Rav Sheshis, there's never a case to make a zero. Only according to Rav Nachman, that the hetter that you write, so you're enjoying even a hetter lechatchila. So Chazal is saying, listen, that much we're telling you, don't be saying mechonet lechatchila, don't be saying mechonet. Because the zero also lechluf. If you have no choice, you have no choice. According to Rav Sheshis, you always have no choice, because when you do have a choice, according to Rav Sheshis, you don't even have the hetter midor yiraisa, because the whole hetter is a tchuyatik hetter, so in mele it's only b'shas adchak to begin with. So that's where according to Rav Sheshis, it's not negay this gzeir the Rabbanon, because you see, later the Rabbanon didn't want you to totally lose the korban, right? Make sense?
Very clear.
Okay, so just one last point here. So Adkan, we're going to Gemara today. Just last point, one last point about it. The Ritva already at the beginning of the sugya. The Maaseh, you could start off with Rashi. Look at Rashi in Vavim with the base. Dibo Maschil ve'ad. Ve'ad shatu mafrishim mitumas beisa. I'm sorry. Dibo Maschil hutra. Hutra.
Yeah.
Hutra ibe tzibo. Zogt Rashi. Kedichsib ish nit chevein tzibo nit. Chimu biyoyim ha-kipurim kulei korban tzibo. Ve'af korban sheloi doi ches atumo. Shari zmanu ikuvua ve'korbanu itoliboi. What is Rashi saying? Rashi here is referring directly to this korban elu shel Aaron, that is a korban yochid.
Yeah.
And Rashi says, what about that? That's not a korban tzibur. Yeah. Tumat chuyah b'tzibur, hutra b'tzibur. Yeah. Here it's not. It's not a korban tzibur. Zokt Rashi, zmanu kavua the korban itolui boy, because this all it's what really matters is zmanu kavua or not, and this is the yet kavul isman. This is a korban shkavul isman. Only in Kippur could bring it. And korban itolui boy, Rashi means only this person could bring, only this kohen could bring the korban, because if he could use a different kohen, yeah. So even if it's kavul isman, but it's if it's a korban yachid, yeah. So here only this yachid could bring the korban. It's a korban of the kohen gadol. Only the kohen gadol could bring it. Yeah. So there's no way out of it. So what's the context here of Rashi? What is Rashi coming to explain? That's why, when it comes to the din prisha of the Kohen Gadol, yeah, the din afrasha, yeah. So we're not choishish to tumas meis. We're not being mafishim from kol adam chashash tumas meis. Why? Because even if he's going to be a tamei meis, he's going to be able to do the avodah of Yom Kippur because of tumahut v'bitzibur. And that applies even to the Kabin Yochi that he has in Yom Kippur because it's Kuvol Izman.
Yeah.
No, nothing's bothering you.
Yeah, how could it, why are we having a heter of just the alone effect that it's Kuvol Izman? You need it to be also Tzibur to have the heter.
Very good.
I thought, I'm wrong, but I thought that Rashi was saying that it's Me'ein Kabin Tzibur. Because
Karboni
Tuli Boy, so everyone's telling him, maybe.
What?
Way.
What are you saying?
I had a thought that Karboni Tuli Boy makes it into that the Tzibur needs him. He's Mikkel Tuli. And the Tzibur, I thought that's what I meant, but I don't know.
Forget about Lashon Rashi. We have a Mefushi Gemara we just learned now here. The Gemara says Elu Shel Kohen Gadol, Elu Shel Aroin, has a different din. Even though it's Kavur Lizman, but since it's a Korban Yochid, yeah. The Gemara is saying it's a Korban Yochid, yeah. And therefore, Lekula Alma, it has a din of Dechuya.
Yes.
Even if Rav Nachman is Moedid, it is Dechuya. Yeah. So what's going on here?
Same problem.
The whole sugya started off by saying that that Be'etzem you should have had the chashash of Tumas Meis also by Aaron, by Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur, right? Yeah, before we sang the Tetzel, the Ravina says the different Tetzel, Yishchiach. But the first Yafra, the Rava says no. It's the Be'etzem we should have been mafishim mikol adam. The only reason why we don't do it is because Tumah hutra b'tzibur. So it's the Hainu. If Tumah would be the chuya only. What's the nafkamina between dchuya and hutra? Like the Gemara says later, the nafkamina is they have to try to prevent it or not. Lechatchila, mm-hmm. Right? So if tuma would be dchuya, leman doma tuma dchuya b'tzibu inachinami, you should be mafish the Kohen Gadol shivas yoyim kodim yom kippur mikol adam because of the chashash of tumas meis. Even if it's going to be Tomei Meis, Tchum Tchuya B'Tzibu, right, it's Tchuya, but it's not Hutra, so you're supposed to try to prevent it. How are you going to prevent it? By doing the Afrasha, by this Gufa, mm-hmm. Right? Now, yeah, that's what Rashi says, and the Dua Asul Tchuya in Vav Mut Beis, Tchuya B'Tzibu, Afal Pisha Kor B'Tzibu, Doi Choyso B'Koyshi Hutra, V'Loi Heter Gomu, V'Chol Madem Motzinu Le'adui, Me'adrinon Shiyase B'Tahava. Right, you see the Rashi?
Yeah.
No. So, cause man that it has a status of dechuya, so you don't. So you're gonna need to have a fresh it's Kohen Gadol 7 days before Yom Kippur for this, because by this you're gonna prevent it to Tumas Meis, and you're supposed to do whatever you can to prevent it to Tumas Meis, and that's what the Gemara said. So Zoysei Meis, so we can't write the fact that the Mishnah is not worried about this. That it's a right that it's hutra. And since it's hutra, that's why you don't have to be mafish Kohen Gadol from Tumas Meis, because you don't have to try to avoid it. It's a hutra, it's a heter gomo. Right. It's not bekoishi, you don't need a shas d'chak. Right? Mm-hmm. Now, lichura, that only helps you for the other korbanis of Yom Kippur, which are korbanis siwa. What about Elish and Aaron? What about the korban yochid? Mm-hmm. The korban yochid, the Gemara says lehedya, the Gemara we just learned now, at the end of the sugya, that there, lekula alma, you have to find the eitzel. The kul alma, it's like tchuya, right? So now, how do we kushil the duchta? The Gemara asked in the beginning, the sugya, how come we're not choishish to Tumas Meis and we're not being mafish to Kohen Gadol from it? What was the answer? It's hutra. Even if it's hutra, it doesn't answer the question, because what about the he won't be able to do the elish l'arin? What about that? Legabi that korban, yeah. Now he won't be able to do it. If it's going to come, then he's going to be able to do it. But legabi that korban, since it's only a dechuya, so legabi that korban, you should have to do whatever you could do. So you should have that fasho because of that korban. So this is mamish akushi atzuma. You push it according to the isag we saw now in the Gemara the way Yan. So take something masbir. So had v'kushi leduchta the Gemara is kashin the beginning of the sugya. the hutra is only true about the other korbanis. This korban is the kula alma, only the chuya doesn't sound hutra. So how come you're not mafish the kohen gadol because of the elush of kohen gadol, because of the korban yachid shiboy? So what do you say? This is mamish mamish kushi atzuma. Yeah. So the Ritva asks this kasha already in the beginning of the sugya. Zayse emes tumah hutra b'tzibu, and he brings down the Rashi. Af korban shaloi doiches atumah shari zmanu kavua. The korban tzibu toloi bo. He says pshat in Rashi. Korbani toloi bo. Korban tzibu toloi bo. Frek the Ritva v'koshe do lekamon amrinon. Yeah, he's taking tight shim up. The Loshon Rashi, the korbani toli boy means that the korban tzibur is toli in the early shel Aaron.
Wow.
But lemaisa, yes, lemaisa, it's a mefurshe gemara later.
Korban,
yeah, when Rashi says korbani toli boy, it means that the korban tzibur is toli in the early shel Aaron. Kilo, it's me'aklim zezeh. Yeah, that's the Ritva's touching up the Rashi. In fact, the Ritva Lemaisa, after all the Shtikul Torah of Vashi, it's a Kuvali Zman, it's the Korban Tzibur's Toli, but Lemaisa, we have a Mefushi Gemara later. The Eilu Shel Aaron, Afal Gav, the Kuvali Zman, Kevon Diyochidu Madrinon, Asoysa B'Tahar, the Gemara we just learned. Lemaisa, the Gemara does say that the Eilu Shel Aaron, because Lemaisa, it's a Korban Yochid, so it's not Hutra, the Kul Alam, it's not Hutra. So what's the Gemara's, how does the Gemara's Teretz help here? It only helps for the other Korbanis, it doesn't help for the Eilu Shel Aaron. He's saying like this. We're talking about two kinds of cases here, of avoiding the tumah. In the Braisa here, when we're talking about Hoya Makviv Minchas Poim Ve'Elim, we're talking about Eilu Shel Aaron according to Rav Nachman Zukimta, right?
Yeah.
So what are we talking about? The Kohen Gadol is standing in Yom Kippur with the Mincha of the Eilu Shel Kohen Gadol, whatever. And of the Eilu Shel Aaron, and it became Tomei, right? So what is the Braisa saying? If you have a way to, if you have another one, take another one. Right. If you don't have one, use this one. Right. What's the pshat in this? Zok the Ay Hutra, Zok the Gimara. Since it's a Korban Yachid, here we're more Machmir. Right. Why are we Machmir? So Tais is saying there's Xavier Rabbanon that since it's a Korban Yachid, we treat it as a Korban Tzibur. Animelo, it's not. Yeah, we treat it in a way as a korban she'ena kavol izman. Animelo, it's not. We don't have the hutra. Shas etchak, yeah, tchuyo. Shas etchak. Zok the Ritva here. So here, what are we talking about? You're talking b'shas maisi. Could you avoid it or not? Are you muchvach to bring the korban now or not? You're not muchvach. You can avoid it. You could bring it. You could use a different korban. That much, Dr. Ritva, we're machmir by a korban yochid. Even though it's kavol izman, midi rabbanon, we're machmir that you should use a different korban. Should use a different korban. Masha'enkin here in the beginning of the sugya, what are we talking about? We're talking about having hafrosh shiva yoyin kod yoyin kippur, the hainu to prevent the situation from happening altogether. That much, Zokter Ritva, we're not machmir. As long as it's a korban shekavu al izman, so we're not machmir. Hosom hu sheloi la'asoysoi bituma mamosh, v'oymer lohov yacheres tachter. Aval inyan deli nitrach leme'ebad afosho, din korban tzibu yeshlo. In other words, the focus is, seems like this, far as like this. He's saying, in the case of the Gemara, the alternative is going to be to taka bring the korban bituma. Right? So he's saying, don't bring the korban bituma if you could bring it otherwise.
Right.
Here, that's not the alternative. Who said anything is going to happen? Here, we're talking about Yom Kippur. Hopefully, nothing is going to happen. But there's no tumas meis. Yeah, even tumas meis is not so shchiach, like the Ritva pointed out before.
Right.
Elamai, maybe something's going to happen. So ad kidi kach to be choishes that maybe something is going to happen, and for that to be mafish and mikol odom shiva yamim, that much we're not choishes, even by a korban yachid. Okay, so it makes sense, belabatish, that here it would be more of a chumrah. Yeah, to take it that far that even before Yom Kippur you have to do that afrosha, but the chumrah it still needs a hesper. Why? Because lemaisa the gemara is the one that was toile even the afrosha kodim Yom Kippur and the gedayim of tchuyah and hutva. What was the gemara saying here? The gemara is saying lemanda omar tchuyah. The beginning of the sugya, lemanda omar dechuya, so you'll tacha need afrosha.
Right.
Not only you're going to need b'shas ma'isit to look for a different korban, but even in advance, you're going to have to prevent this even from happening altogether. That even if it's just a chashash, maybe it's going to be tummy. Right. Not only that, we don't tell you to do to you could be makiv the korban bevadei betumba, but we even tell you have to do whatever you can in advance to prevent it from happening. You have to be mafish going to the shivayim, fushin the gemara, right?
Right.
Only lemanda omar hutva, you don't have to do that. Now the Gemara is saying in the Daf Zayin, yeah, lichura, that the gather of Eilu shel Aaron, which is a korban yachid, yeah, is like tchuya, yeah. Even lekul almo, even Rav Nachman that usually says hutva, but here it's tchuya. Yeah, they're saying it's midirabanon, but kolponim. It here it's turning from hutva to tchuya.
Yeah.
So how does the chiluk of the Ritva help? Yeah, the Ritva is saying. That's here it's more, here it's before, it's after. Here the alternative is not to bring the korban. Here we could rely on that it won't happen altogether. But the Gemara is not making this chilek. The Gemara is saying that leman do'omad chuya, so you have to go so far to even make a afrosha in advance. So if in the case of Eilish and Aaron, in the case of a korban yachid, shekuvel yizman, so lekula alma it's chuya, even Rav Nachman is moided it's chuya, so you should need even a afrosha. Just like Rav Sheshes always would say you'd need afrosha, right?
Yeah.
In legabi a korban yachid, legabi Eilu shel Aaron, even Rav Nachman should be made, you need afrosha. The Gemara says so lichu, because the Gemara is saying leman domat chuy, you would need afrosha is betzim. You see, the Gemara is not being mechalik. The Gemara also could have been mechalik. You know, here it's bechalal in advance. Who said it's going to happen? The Gemara is not making this chilik. So, in other words, what we're asking now is, what's the difference between Rav Sheshes' Dchuyo, always, that the Gemara is saying that Be'etzim would require Afrosha Misvara, if not for the, according to the first text of the Gemara, Be'etzim comes out, stand. If you think about it, when Rav is saying, Zoysa Imeras Tumas Ameis Utuwa Betzibu, so what comes out? That Leman Doma Dchuyo, you takunir Afrosha Mikol Odom, Haloch Lemaise.
Yeah, sure.
Haloch Lemaise, yeah, and you have the other text, Ravina says, a different text of loish chiyach, but according to Rava, kumto is halacha lemaisa that you have to be mafish to go to shiva. So you call adam. You don't have to be choishes to the tumas meis. How come? Because it's only tchuya. Maybe it's not going to happen. Who said you have to go to so far? You do it. Gemara saying you do.
Right.
Now lechu elu shel Aaron according to lekula alma is equal to all korbanos according to mandamot tchuya. Eilu shel Aaron lekula alma is tchuya. Is only tchuya.
Right.
So whatever you say, according to Rav Sheshes by all korbanos, you should say lekula alma by Eilu shel Aaron. So what kind of chilek is that is being mechalek here? Here it's more the chasha. Here it's been advanced. Who said it's going to happen? The Gemara, you see, the Gemara is not making this chilek.
So maybe
if the Ritva is writing this chilek, the Gemara should have said it in the beginning of the sugya.
So maybe because midiraisa, according to Rav Nachman, midiraisa it's hutra. According to Rav Sheshes, midiraisa it's tchuya.
Oh, so Pashas you could say in the Ritva, the chilik is it's quite interesting. The Ritva is not being oimed on Taisa's point of the Rabbanan and the Raisa, what they say. Yeah, but the chilik, according to the way Taisa explained, the whole thing is a din the Rabbanan. It's exactly the Rabbanan here by Eilu shel Aaron. So the pshat is going to be by the Raisa, who more machmed than the Rabbanan. That's all. According to Rav Sheshes, that it's always tchuya, so it's midoy raisa. It's midoy raisa only tchuya. You never have a tchuya, even midoy raisa. So that you have to be more machmir. According to Rav Nachman, even by Eilu shel Aaron, korban yachid, that you have that it's tchuya, but it's only midoy rabbanan tchuya. Midoy raisa it's hutra, so midoy rabbanan were less machmir than mitzad adoy raisa. Yeah, so that could be a balabat shechilik. The Gemara is not saying this chilik because the Gemara is talking day raisa terms. The Gemara is talking lemad domat tchuya. It's even day raisa tchuya. But according to Eilu shel Aaron, according to Rav Nachman, there's only the Rabbanan tchuya. So that's more. But I think it's more than that. So that could be a good balabatish chilik. But I think there's a chilik in Londis here between the Gemara and the Ritva. In other words, between Mandoma tchuya and Rav Nachman's Tchuy of Eilu Shel Aaron. As we explained before, really, in Rav Nachman's Welt, there's no such thing as Tchuy of Bechla. It doesn't exist. It's either Hutra or nothing. Right? So, Elamai, Rabbanan have a Gzeira, in a case of Eilu Shel Aaron, in a case of a Koban Yochid, he's saying, listen, Koban Yochid, since Bedechra, it's not a Kuvel Yizman, so Asi Li Chlufe, so on. So therefore what? So here, we're turning it from Hutra to Tchuyah. That can't be. So there's no such thing as a Tchuyah. Yeah, Chazal cannot make up a new category here. So what are Chazal doing? So we said before, obviously what Chazal are doing is, it's not that they're saying, it's not Hutra, it's Tchuyah. You see, the Lashna Gemara even in Daf Zayin and Mudalif, the Gemara is not saying, Eilu Shel Aaron, the Afel Gav the Kovi Elizman, Kevan the Yachid Hu Dchuyahu. Lav Hutro Dchuyahu. The Gemara is not saying that.
Madrinon.
All Chazal is saying, because of this Gzeiro, is that you have to look for a different solution. The Ainu the Nafkamino of Dchuyah, not the Dchuyah Lein. What does this mean? So, like we explained before, the Pshat is Avad that blibes Hutro. Chazal can't change it from Hutro to Dchuyah. All Chazal could, in other words, the Torah could create a real din. Yeah. Chazal, all they could do, the authority of Chazal is to tell you what to do. Yeah. They could just tell you what to do. Do it or don't do it.
Right.
They can create a new Torah Musa Yesh Me'ain. It's Hutro. Either it's, so he could tell you it's Hutro. Me tell you, I said, but we don't let you do it. We're tying your hands. Yeah, Vosisa Kolosh Yerucha. So what's the pshat? So what's pshat that it's only the chatchila? It's like any other gzeirah d'rabbanan that we find sometimes that b'shasat chakikilu. The hainu, basically what they're saying here in the gzeirah d'rabbanan is that they're not changing the gedder. It's a hutra, but we're not letting you use the heter because we have a chashash as ilichlufi. However, b'shasat cha, if you have no choice, so we're letting you use the heter because we don't want we don't want to lose the carbon altogether. We may look cum tois that the din you have to mehadrinon the din you have to try to find a solution. In this case, in Rav Nachman's Korban Yochid, is for a whole different reason than the mehadrinon of Rav Sheshes and Rav Mandoma Dechuya. It's not just that this is the Yiraisa, this is the Rabbanon. The Yiraisa is more chomer than the Rabbanon. It's more than that. According to Rav Sheshes, it's taka only Dechuya. It's not Hutra. According to Rav Nachman, it blibes Hutra. Rabbanan, the Gnei de Rabbanan didn't change it from Hutra to Tchuyo. All they did was, they said, if you have a choice, don't rely on the Heter. Tying your hands, we're not letting you use the Heter. If you have no choice, no. So we have no choice. So, Shazet Chakikilu. Mimelo, that is only Negeya when it comes to the case of the Brice. What's the case of the Brice? He's saying the coin is standing with the Korban here, and Yom Kippur became Tomei, right? Now, if he has no, so he's saying, listen, don't rely on the heter. We don't because we have gzeira osi lichlufei. So use a different carbon. If you have no choice, you have no choice. That's the cheshbon here. Mashenkin, what we talk about in the beginning of the sugya, to make the din prisha shiva siyam kodi and kibbutz, because maybe that's going to happen. Mechitesa Chazal didn't make such a gzeira. Mechitesa. We're not telling you here, and that's the lashon of the ritva. We're not telling you to actually do the korban bituma. Yeah, in the gemara we're saying shaloi la'asai say bituma mamush. In the gemara, the alternative is bring the korban bituma. So we're saying, listen, we're not letting you do it. We're not letting you bring the korban bituma because asi lichlufe. Here in the beginning of the sugya, we're not talking about actually doing it. The alternative is not to actually bring the korban bituma. The alternative is to be less, to have less nerve and less chashoshes, and to say, yeah, Mistama, everything is going to work out. Mistama, you won't have tumas meis, right? You don't have to be so. You have to be chayish to such chashoshes. Mm-hmm. That's all. Now to say that, according to Rav Sheshes, that the pshat is it's be'etzim all you have here is a tchuya, so you have to do whatever you can to avoid it, even a chashash. Mm-hmm. But mitzad gzeirah d'rabbanan of Rav Nachman of Eilu Shel Aaron, it's not a tchuya be'etzim. It's a hutra. Just Chazal are telling you, l'chatchilu, we don't let you go ahead and do biyadayim avayda betuma because we have a gzeirah asur lichlufei. Here, you're not doing that.
Right.
Here, you can be samech that nothing's going to happen. You won't have to do the avayda betuma. Elamai, maybe you should be extra nervous, extra chashash. Maybe something's going to happen to Tumas Meis. Mechateisen.
You have the Torah telling you not to?
It's not just because the Torah is telling you. Chazal Gzeiro was never concerning such a thing.
Right.
All Chazal said was you can't be a dying, do the Avodah Betumah because we have a Gzeiro Asur Lichlufi. But Chazal never said you have to increase the Chashashis and invents. That's not the point. They didn't turn it from Hutra to Tchuyah. They didn't change the category.
Right.
They just said, we're not letting you use the head to be fayal, be a dying mamish, Allah says do the avodah betumah, but b'shas et chak we let you. He was not talking about that. He was talking about chashashes and advances. Bechlal not get it. Exactly what bonus. Bechlal not minyan poshet. Okay, so that's one teretz of the mitzvah. Then he brings another teretz. He brings down b'shem Tosfos. With Tosfos pirshu the afal gav the ilu koban yochid the eloi koban yochid. Yeah, we don't have the Tosfos here. Maybe it's based on the Tosfos later. There's a Tosfos Yeshanim. There's a Tosfos Yeshanim later. That is going to get to this. Afal gav de eloi korban yochid mishum eloi bilvad loy rotzul afrishoy. Without the hostical Torah, inachinam. What was the kasha? The Gemara is saying zoysay mez tumahut rabitzibu, and that's why you don't need the half flush for the tumas meis. I frek the ritva. What about the elu shalaman? Elu shalaman is not hutro. The kula almut is not hutro. Even Rav Nachman is moide that you have to do whatever you can. So k'ri ritva inachinami. But that's only one korban out of all the other korbanos of this Yom Kippur. Because of one korban, we don't go ahead and do and be mafishim mikolodim v'shivas yomim. According to Mandoma Dechuya, so all the korbanos of Yom Kippur is only Dechuya. So all, in other words, all the korbanos of Yom Kippur are mechayiv to try to avoid tumah. That's already enough of a reason to be so machmir shivas yom kodem Yom Kippur. But here, according to Rav Nachman, even though Rav Nachman also agrees about one korban, about Eilu Shel Aaron, that it's Dechuya, Rabban, whatever it is, but it's only one korban out of many, so that's not enough for making such a chumrah of a frosh shivas yom. That's a whole different tense. Okay, I'll come.